All right, we are learning Siman Shin Chaf Ches. We're up to Siv Gimel. We're already, as I told you, in the Guf Din of Chala, which is almost the end of Hilchas Chala. And there are a few PSs from last week that I owe. One item from last week, at the end of the shiur, I was unable to find the Mishnah Brura. As soon as we broke, of course, I found it. We were talking in the Gemara about someone in the Halacha about the dinim of Orum or Beis Hakisei about saying the Shem Hashem, because the Shulchan Aruch talked about a woman who separates Chala when she's Orum, Aruma. And I had mentioned that the Mishnah Brura talks about Hashem's name and makes a distinction between Hashem's name as it's written and Hashem's name in other languages, the word God. He makes a distinction between as it's written and as it's spoken. Now, the common thinking is that to say the word God is okay, and to write G-O-D, people put in a dash, not to write it out. Mishnah Brura says the following. He's talking about here about saying Shemes Hashem in a place that's not clean. He writes, in Simin Pei Hei, Mishnah Brura of Katan Yud. He says, Miyu Balaz, Lukulialma Shari, to say God's name in a different language in a Beis Hakisei is Mutter. The word God in English is used for any God. It's not a name that's specific for the Rabbi Nishal Olam. Mashen Kein Shar Divrei Torah V'Kosh Kein Hashem Mishen M'chakam Asa Loi Mer Hashem Afilu B'Loshen Laz. I'm sorry.
So write in the same way.
I'm sorry, I'm not reading it correctly.
So write in the same
way. No, let me finish. I'll read it. He talks about the whole thing. Let me start again. The beginning of the Mishnah Brura goes on the name Rachum. Okay, he says, up here it says, Hakinuyim, Kagoyim Rachum, Nemon, Ukiyotzeben, Mutoloim Ramsham. You're allowed to say it. Harayvit Oysa Barachum, because the Bakyesh Lahachmir, Miubalaz Shorit, say Rachum, merciful, in the bathroom is Mutti, Zainim Yuchadavka, Sam Yuchadavka to the Creator. Mashenkin Shardi Divaritar. It says, V'koshken, Shema Sheinan Umchakim Osa Loim Hashem Afil B'loshen Laz Kigoyin Got B'loshen Ashkenaz Oy Bugo B'loshen Poilin V'rosio Kai Gavna Avshe Shem Zeh Eim Bay Kedusha Bo'is Yes Ksivasai Umuta Lamaichkai Mekam Mokim Yeshua Mishum B'zayin B'haskarasai B'mokam Ati Naifis. What? Muta Lamaichkai? What? You're allowed to lace the English G-O-D. But saying it in a Mokam Ati Naifis, that a person should not do, that's his chilek. See, he's saying miyuchid, he's saying on Rachum. But since God is miyuchid for Creator, so he says that's called miyuchid. So I said it wrong initially. But anyway, this is the Mishnah Brura that I intended to mention. Okay, a second a PS of interest. I mentioned last week that to say lahafish chala min ha'isa, as you see in the Shulchan Aruch, has no makar. In the Paiskim in general, has no makar. I mentioned that the Kitzur and the Chachmas Adam say lahafish chala. But nevertheless, the custom of most the women, at least by Ashkenazim, I don't know, by Sfaradim, and I don't say min ha'isa, you say lahafish chala truma chala. No. Anyway, we say lahafish chala min ha'isa. The Taz brought that there's such a minig, although he didn't endorse it either. I mentioned last week that to me it's especially strange when you go to a matzah bakery and they're separating not from minisa, they're separating from the matzah. To separate then chala and say lahafish chala min ha'isa sounds like real amaratzis. So having said that, someone here looked in Derech Hamuna, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and Reb Chaim writes there, the way I understood, that those who say lahafish chala min ha'isa should say so even after it's baked, because once it's the nusach habracha, it remains the nusach habracha, And he brings a raya from the fact that the Mishnah Berurah paskens to make a bracha al netilas yadayim on bread, even if you're in a situation where you're tovying your hands in a mikveh. That I once actually got a call, Sukkos by night. Somebody was traveling. Is he here today? Somebody was traveling, and they needed a sukkah. They went to a local shul that had an open sukkah, but the building was locked. They couldn't go in to wash. But there was a kela mikveh outside. So they were tovying their hands in the kela mikveh, and they wanted to know what bracha to make. So Mishnah Berurah says to make al netilas yadayim. Since that's generally the nusach habracha, you always make it. So apparently, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says the same thing. If you're naik to always say lafish chalam and isa, so even if it's baked, you should say the same nusach. Okay, I've kind of the words of Rav Chaim. Now, I mentioned last week, and then. I don't think you should stop. I'm saying the source, purist, will say lafish chalam. Your wife says Menisa, let her say Menisa. Most women today say Menisa. But on the Lumdish question, on the Lumdish issue of whether a Nusach HaBrocha remains a Nusach HaBrocha even under different circumstances, I think I mentioned last week that in Hilchas Mezuzah, where the Bracha is L'Kvaya Mezuzah, there are actually two places in Hilchas Mezuzah in the Pesachei Tshuva. One is the Reish Pei Tes, Sivkat and Gimel, quoting a Magen Avraham. When you make a bracha l'kvaya mezuzah, means to put up a mezuzah. So he says, I am Magen Avraham, who says, even though the mitzvah is not the kviyas, unless you're living there, he says, stoma, a person puts up a mezuzah when he's living there. The efsher, Magen Avraham's lashon efsher, dim kava kaidim shadar b'saychai. If you put up the mezuzah before you moved in, kishenichnas lador mevorach shakcham sasev tzivanu lador bebayish yesh by mezuzah. Apparently, bothers Magen Avraham to say a bracha l'kvaya mezuzah if the words are not true. The word, because you're living in a house that has mezuzah. Pesachei Tshuva in Peites Gimel brings it. Later in Reish Sadik Aleph, Sivkat and Dalid brings it again, a different case. So my point is not Hilchas Mezuzah. Most people put it up when they move in. My point is that we can question in general whether the rule is something everyone agrees with, that once you have a Nusach HaBracha, say it even when it doesn't make sense. Netilas Yadayim on Tfilas Yadayim, it's not Miyuchid, but at least it makes sense. Netilas to raise up your hands, it's not to wash your hands. What about that tough thing? What? You don't make a bracha. We don't make an amol. We don't make a bracha. We're mal misafik shamiyesh al kfusha, but we don't make a bracha.
Those people that made the bracha, that are making the bracha by the funding matzahs, don't bake all year long. It's not like they make this. They say this bracha. They're saying if you is it a bracha? Is it the bracha you make all year long? In the TLC diamond, you make
it
all.
It means what you would make all year long. I guess. What you would make.
If I was making challah.
Anyway, whatever you do, you realize it's not a shaila of hefsik. It's not a shaila. If you say lafish challah, it was minayisa. It's certainly not a hefsik. It makes sense. So.
What about
putting
on
a mezuzah on like a machsan, like a
storage, like a garage? You're not
leather of the bayis. If you hold that it's chayav mezuzah, it's because a beis is called living in the beis ha'itzah too. And lamaisa on a garage, we don't make a bracha because it's not a storage that you use to the table, something to the table.
Almost everybody seems to put on their offices.
Because everybody eats in the office, so.
Rabbi, why is the bracha being a lavish tower? What is the tumor?
So we had the chulki dayis. I mentioned last week that the machlekes in Taich. If the word chala in chumish means the uga, or if the word chala means the separate. All right, a third PS from last week is Pesachei Tshuva Beis. This is a general shaila. When do you have to stand when you make a bracha, brichas hamitzvos, And when are you allowed to sit when you make a Berachas HaMitzvahs? Our minig is, you put on talis and tefillin by Ashkenazim, we all stand when we make the bracha. And generally, if you think of another mitzvah, Sir Saimer, it says in Gemara, that you make the bracha standing. Luvin Esri, you make standing. Almost every bracha we make standing, Kishlavana. So, Kiddush is not a Berachas HaMitzvahs. Kiddush, people make sitting, but it's not Hashem says Tivana, wow. So it's not exactly the same. By Shalyad only. Right? They only make a bracha by Shalyad. Which case? Kishva is not a Berachas HaMitzvah, Berachas HaShvach. So it may not be a right to our discussion. Well, look at Pesachei Tshuva Beis. We'll talk. Let the Pesachei Tshuva talk first. We said here a woman whose aruma could be mafish kala when she's sitting, because the arava is against the ground. So the Pesachei Tshuva Beis says mashma demutul avarach miyushit. Five magen avram simin chesiv katan beis tekasav da frashas kala ina mitzvah kolkach. When we started Hilchas Challah, I mentioned Machlokes Magen Avraham and the Taz. Magen Avraham says that Challah is a matir. It's not such a mitzvah. They know I sell a sake macholoi. Lachem butul avarch miyoshev. We'll make on the mitzvah because it's a mitzvah that's sort of like a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah that if you want to be matir, you're matir. Lefize gamim hi levusha bibgadim mishal avarch miyoshev. Then the din you are allowed to sit is not dafka nisha aruma. Anybody could do it sitting. V'ayim b'sef yishu s'yakim ha'goyin abad levov shedoch hazel mechali techadev shalas yispa amida einu yishoy liyis b'yeshiva. When it's possible to do the bracha standing, you're not allowed to do it sitting. Lachi b'tzitzis mevarach mu'umad b'shani hacha. In the case of an isha aruma is different. Diyev shalam eil aruma. So he says that brachas in general should be said standing, and Magen Avraham says that also, that brachas in general should be said standing. Magen Avraham says here it's mutter because it's a matir, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. And Yeshua Siakir says, even a matir, you have to do standing. It comes out, and Gimel Mashaz brings the same thing, I'm going to wrong. It comes out that Birchas HaMitzvahs in general should be said standing, according to both of the Shitas here. They're only arguing by Chala if what the halach is.
What would you say
by Shchita? By Shchita is a matir. Nachinami, he would say the same.
He
would say the same svara, probably.
Why by Birchas HaTorah do we sit?
Birchas HaTorah. No, he doesn't mean in the Sefer Torah. He means in the morning. In the morning. So I'll tell you, there's a Pnei Yeshua. I remember we learned Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah says, "Kar Megillah, Mu'min Umiyoshev." The Mishnah says you can read the Megillah sitting or standing. You don't have to stand. Our meaning is that we stand by the bracha and the Megillah. We announce everyone stand, and but that says I'll cover that tzibur. Yechidus, you don't have to stand. Pnei Yeshua there says a rule that when the mitzvah is done standing, the bracha has to be done standing. When the mitzvah is done sitting, the bracha can also be done sitting. I guess the svara is, if the covenant of the mitzvah doesn't require standing, why should the bracha to the mitzvah require? So since Megillah can be done sitting, the bracha can be done sitting. We stand as kavanat tzibur. But it's not like this Magen Avraham and this Yeshua Siakov, who seem to say that you're always supposed to stand because Pachar Hashem LeNeged Einav, you should always stand when you make a bracha. I think the Prima Gadim it says the same as the Pnei Yeshua.
That's
a question. But, no, because the person is making one bracha, I mean, he's making a bracha for the tzibur, and he's also, okay, I hear the question, you have to look it up, I don't know. I'm talking about Berachas HaMitzvah, I'm talking about Berachas HaMitzvah, not talking about Shahakol.
This is
Is it not the person that the person makes that when the Mikra Megillah, the one who's the Mikra Megillah makes a bracha, he's just standing separate, he's just standing separate, doesn't have to also be standing at the same time?
Mikra Megillah?
Any mitzvah.
The seabor, the one who lays, is supposed to stay. Right.
Also have to stand when you bring the bracha. It can be mostly one standing, one sitting.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Alright, anyway, these are the three nakudas from last week. We're up to Sif, Beis or Gimel, Beis, a short Sif, Hasuma Vashikor, Marfisha Chal Chatchila, someone who's blind or drunk. Well, not that drunk. Kesepre chala. The chiddush is that in Hilchas Truma it says not to, because you're not to separate min ara la yafa. A person has to be cognizant and aware of what he's doing by separating truma from isus. But by chala, there's no min ara la yafa. You're separating from the isa itself, and that's why they could separate lechatchila. Sif gimel. Eimar fisha chala b'li rishus bal ha'isa. You're not allowed to separate challah without the permission of the one who owns the dough. In other words, the one who owns the dough is a balabas. You shouldn't think it's a Rabbi Shalom's mitzvah. Anybody can do it? No. It's the mitzvah that belongs to the owner of the dough. Here, there's a tshuva in the Truma Sadeshen that the Ramah brings, which is of major discussion in the Chashem Ishbat and in the Yeshiva Shemesachtis in the Zikin. Let's learn the Ramah and we'll see what the Chiddush is. Miu. Im Yadinon Dischus Hu Lebaal Ha'isa. Let's say you know that it's beneficial to the owner of the dough for you to separate Chal. He didn't make your Shliach. But you know he would want it. Kagoy. He gives an example. Kagoy Shahaisa Isa Miskalkelis. Let's say a woman put up a dough and it's rising and it's going to turn sour. So you want to do her a favor, stick it into the oven. You have to separate challah. So, one second. So it's a taiva for her. You'll separate the challah and put it into the oven. So in that case, this Ramah brings in the Trumas HaDeshen that muto lito challah b'lay rishusai d'zachan l'adam shalai b'fanav. It's a klal in shas. Something that's a schus for someone, you could do. That's kula number one. Kula number two. V'chei mishoreses shebebayis. A person, a woman who works in the house. It's talking about a Jewish woman. Yechayla lito chala b'lay rishusay. She could take chala without the permission of the owner. Kivan sheregila hila pa'amim. Shebalas habayis noisen es loy rishus. Sometimes she gets permission. So there are two kulas. The first one is a major discussion. So let me just get the second one. Let's talk about the second one. The Trumas HaDeshen is a Shal Tshuva Sefer. The Shoyal asked if the Mishoreses could separate Challah. So the way the Ramah understands the Trumas HaDeshen says two kulas. A, anybody could do it because it's a schus, and that's if it's going to get niskalkel otherwise. And B, the Mishoreses could do it even if it's not going to become niskalkel. The lady who works in the house, if normally you let her, she could do it now too. Those are two kulas. Now in the second kula, the Taz and Shach bring a bach that say that that's not what the Trumas HaDeshen meant. Even the Mishoreses can only do it if it's going to become spoiled. If it's not going to get spoiled, we assume that the lady wants to do it herself. It's not to take away the mitzvah, not just the rabbi. So it's not two kulas. The Ramah understood that it's two kulas, one that anybody could do it. And then the Ramah said, "V'chein mishoreses shebebayis." If sometimes she lets the mishoreses, she could do it any time. So the Ramah understood the two separate kulas, and the Bach said, "No, that's not what the Trumas HaDeshen means. Trumas HaDeshen means that it's to say it all as one kula." The Shalom was asked about a mishoreses, and he answered, but really his answer is for everything. Now, like the Taz points out, a riot to the Bach. He says, it's Yodua, the Trumas HaDeshen made up the Shilas. They're not real Shilas that anybody ever asked him necessarily. But he writes, it's Yodua that he made up the Shilas himself. He says, Yaduo Dagash Shumasadesh and Shu Atzma Sidir Ashailas. He writes in the Taz, five lines, six lines from the bottom. So that would be a riot to the Bach. Why did he say Mishareses? He must mean a special kula for Mishareses. But anyway, the Taz ends up like the Ramah. The Taz says, that, let me finish, there's just two kulas. One kula that anyone can do it if it's getting spoiled. And a separate kula that the Mishareses can do it if she's sometimes given permission to do it. If she's always given, then obviously she could do it.
What would be the Kiddush? Why would he bring the case to Mishmash? He says, if sometimes she
it's not getting ruined.
He wants to she could, he looks at the sometimes when it's not getting spoiled.
Right.
So she's better than somebody else. Why would he, what do you have to tell me to Mishmash?
When it's getting spoiled, anyone could do it.
So don't tell me
when it's not getting spoiled, only a Mishmash could do
why
it.
Tell me the Mishmash? Mishmash
when it's not getting spoiled, only a Mishmash could do it, not anybody else. No, when it's not getting spoiled, only a Mishareses.
No, that's the Ramah.
When it's not, that's
but
right.
Like the Bach, the Mishareses is like anybody else. So why are you telling me that she sometimes allows her to do it?
The Bach is understanding that he was only makel by a Mishareses.
And then when he sent it to somebody else, someone from Mishareses.
You said this girl had to do it, but you told us about the bakery when they take off the balls.
So I told her, the goyim don't separate challah, just leave the balls for the morning, and then a Jew comes in and separates. The goy can't separate challah.
And this mishareses can't just take off a piece and...
It's a Jewish mishareses. It's a Jewish mishareses, she wants to separate challah.
Wouldn't it be better if they don't take away the mitzvah and the bracha from the halos harayis, and do it this way?
So this assumption here is at least when it's getting spoiled, that it's kedai. That's kedai. Why? You can find aitzes. You can find aitzes. That's a cash. Okay. All right. The tumul over this Trumas Hadesh and. If you know someone's not going to take challah, you can take challah for them if you take from your dough, not from their dough. No, you can't. You're not right to take away their dough if they don't do permission. Well, that's this Trumas Hadesh. Right, the tumul over the Trumas Hadesh is whether the halacha of Zachin Ladam Shalai Bafanov is even Zachin Meyadam, even when you're taking away from someone. If when you're taking away here, the Ktsais, and I'll explain, the Ktsais is Biker Reish Bam Gimel Sifkat Neches. There are a few places on the page where they tell you to look there. I believe the Yad Avram. It says Ktsais Simereshon Gimel Chaylik Alzeh. And Rabbi Kiveger says, there's a printing mistake, it says Sifkat Yud Ches in our Rabbi Kiveger's. It should say Sifkat Neches, Rabbi Kiveger on Sif Gimel. And this is a extraordinary machlaikis. The machlaikis is if the Torah's chiddush of zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav, which is talking pashtus in a case where you require something for someone. In other words, I see something, I don't need it. It's aveda, it's hefker. I pick it up and I say I'm zachin it for Ruvain. Is that which it works? Zachia works even without being made a shliach. Is that only zachin le'adam shalai b'fanav, or even zachin me'adam? If it's a schus to take something away from someone, is that also included in the parsha? Here, when you separate challah, you're actually taking something away from someone. And therefore, the sheet of the ktsais is that zachin le'adam and not zachin me'adam, which is the language in the yeshiva world. Now the ktsais, even though mainly is a sifkat ches, where Sukkot begins with Trumas Hadesh, in the previous Sukkot and Zion, he already mentions his Shita that Zechiah is only to someone and not from someone. There he's talking about something we learned in Hilchos Pidyon Aben. If a child, a baby, loses his father, and you have a baby less than 30 days old, and it comes the day of the Pidyon Aben, the question was whether you could be paid to the child or not. So one of the issues was there's the child's mitzvah, not your mitzvah. So one of the eitzes was to take the five shkolim that belong to the child. He's a Yairish, he's a cotton, he owns things. Take his five shkolim and atzchia, a give it for Pidyon HaBen. Or the Ktsai Springs, those who said, give a gift to the cotton of five coins, then take it away from him for Pidyon HaBen. So the Ketzai says there's no such schia to take from someone. Even if it's true that we have an umdana, he'd want to give away the coins, which also the Ketzai and others argue with. But not zachin me'adam. It's only zachin le'adam.
Your case with the hefker, if you're going to take it from hefker, the other guy's going to get it. There's always somebody that loses out.
So the Gemara actually asked that. The Gemara says that it's chav lachrini. If I'm zeichet for him, it's chav. So Gemara answers. The Gemara says, migu de zachin le'nafshe, zachin le'chavrei. Since I could take it for myself, I could take it for him. Lafuke, let's say there's like a shichu peya. And someone's not an ani, but he wants to pick it up for his friend the ani. He take a kiyat because I pick up my friend the ani. I'm being chayv to all the other ani. There's no bigger than zachal nafshe. But in a case where I could take it for myself, so I could take it for someone else. That's what the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Mitzvah.
So the coin change the nusach. My boy is tfei.
The nusach my boy is tfei is not of holy origin. It's holy, all minig Yisrael HaKadoshim, but it doesn't matter if you say the Nusach. Yeah, why would you say to a 30-day-year-old, my boss, say, I don't know, I haven't been at one of those thinking events lately.
Okay.
Now, it would apply to true, you see, I'll tell you the truth. This tumul is a big tumul. Yes, if it applies to truma, you'll remember in Elul Metzias, Gemara has a case where guests came, And a Mishareis took the peiris of his Adain, which was Tevel, he had to give it to the guest. He separated Truma, he put it in front of the guest, and the Gemara says, if the Balabas comes, and he says, Klachetzu Yafais, he says a Lashin, that's Mashma, he's happy with it, then it works. If he's Mashma, he's not happy, it doesn't work. But that's all according to Rav, who holds Yishlam Yidas HaViyash, but not according to Abayah, so Gemara Yisakash. So, that Gemara is mashma. The Gemara by Truma is mashma. You can't do it al zachin la'adam. And there's another Gemara which is broad. If you have the regular print of the Taz, it's of cut and bays in the first very wide line. It's a quote of the Truma Sadeshen. Afagav de perakama de chulin amrinan. In perakama de chulin, there's a case of Omar l'shlucha izil tray. A farmer told his shliach, go separate Truma. Vishama ish acher v'taram. If someone else heard, and he ran and he took truma, ain't truma say truma? Now think for a minute. That's the case of Zechiah, because the owner said to Reuven, "Go separate truma for my things." Shimon heard and Shimon did it. So truma said, "Eshet says it's mashma; it doesn't work." So that's the answer. He specifically wanted that person because by truma you can give a 50th, a 40th, a 60th. So there's certain decisions have to be made. He wanted specifically someone who knows it. So there, somebody else can't do it. Truma Sadeshin says, but Bechala, you can do it. That's it. Not only that, the Truma Sadeshin writes later, if you know a woman wants a get, it's, you know, Naguna, she wants a get. And somebody is with the husband, and the husband is willing to give a get, and the woman didn't make him a shliach to take the get. Truma Sadeshin says, you can take a get for a woman, as long as you know she wants it, you can take a get for a woman without her knowledge, without her shlichus, al tzichiyah. You know it's a schus for the woman. Even though she loses, mezainis, she loses, but she wants to, she's interested in it. So then it works without al tzichiyah, he's makabel. Right. He can do it al tzichiyah. He says, chenga beget, im yadin deschusu lav, and ichla beget, so where's the Chumas Hadeshen? So Chumas Hadeshen is a Chiddush according to Ksais. The Chiddush is that Zachin works even though you're taking from someone, but it's a Schus, so therefore it works. Now the Ksais Kedarkai says Afa Pi Shiadati Miyot Erki Lachloik ala Chumas Hadeshen, the Koshken, Kisha, Ramah, Vataz, Pasku Kabosei. He says, even though I know I'm not a Bar Hochi to argue, nevertheless, what should I do? I'm right. He says, you know, there's a Rajba that disagrees with them, and a Taisis, and he holds that there's no such thing as Shlichus. He brings a handful of interesting Rayas. One raya sounds like a good raya from Nazir Yud Beis. The Gemara has a shaila, which the Shulchan Aruch will bring soon. If you can make a shliach to separate challah for you before you make the dough. Before you make the dough, it's flour. So you tell someone, you'll be my shliach to separate challah for me.
Yes.
Later. So shlichas work for a davar shloi ba'al ha'olam. It doesn't exist yet. It's a shayla in the Gemara and Nazir. How he passed, we'll get to soon. But fractic tzais, who cares? Who cares if it works out shlichas? But he knows you want him to do it. So afterwards, it'll work out zachin la'adam. Right? It works anyway. It's a pretty good raya. Right? Who cares if it works out shlichas? You know, the flour will turn into dough, and at that point, you know he wants it. And therefore it should work. Even if you are a shliach.
But isn't every case of get or kedushin that not married yet, not divorced yet, there's no get yet, and you say, do this to me? When you do the birth case?
Those cases are not a raya one way or the other. You have to get a Gemara and find a raya. But,
isn't it a continuing shlichus if you originally said to him to take when it's just flour?
Again, I don't want to talk about that shiloh. I want to talk about the raya. It's a raya that shiloh will get to return the pay. But the raya is still, it's a pretty good raya. Lemaisa, this shaila is nageya every year of Pesach. Nageya to me, to others. There's a shaila what to do. Let's say you have a an elderly person. They're besan the chametz every year. They get old. Sometimes they get forgetful. And the child comes and he says, listen, please sell the chametz for my mother. My mother, I tell her it's before Pesach. She gets mixed up. It's Pesach. It's Sukkot. She's forgetful. Or even like Elena, someone's in a coma. Someone's in a coma. Could you sell the chametz for that person? L'chaira, certainly if he's from, it's Zachin L'Adam. You know, he wants it. It should work. B'Torah S'chia, Zachin L'Adam Shalei B'Fanav. On the other hand, according to the Ktzais, that Zachin Mei Adam. Because what are you doing? You're selling the person's chametz. You're selling his schnapps. And you're saying it's worth it for him. It's overpaid. It's going to become worth nothing. But that's zachin me'adam. The tzais would hold that a person can't do such a thing.
In case he's going to lose, he could lose the whole thing.
So certainly nicha.
And
nevertheless. No. Once it's tzas b'nai, you can't sell it. You have to sell it before. Whatever. But that. Right. So the question is whether you can do it out tzachia or not. The shayla is really slightly more complicated. Gain a fair value. So can I sell something for someone else? If it's not a tzfus, I can't. I can't sell somebody's thing. You know, if you learn like the tzais, the chiddush of zachin is only when you get acquiring, then here it shouldn't be able to work. It gets a little more complicated. More common than someone who's not aware is you have a parent who tells the child, you know, fakayf the chumis from here, you know, you sell the chumis. So the child comes to the Rav and he says, my mother made me a shliach to, so to speak, sell the chumis, to make you a shliach to sell the chumis. And here it gets a little complicated. There's a din in the Gemara, also in Bava Basra, in the first parak, of mili l'mimsari l'shliach. Okay, what's mili? Mili l'mimsari l'shliach. The halacha is, there are exceptions. The halacha is, typically, if I make someone a shliach, he can make another shliach. In other words, I tell someone, I want you to be my shliach to sell something. See, he can't make someone else a shliach to sell. Now, when you make a rav a shliach, the shtaris you sign say beferish you're making the rav or kol bayi kaicha, or anybody who he gives permission to. Permission. Those are the pre-printed ones at least. But in stamazai, you make a shliach mili words like mimsu la shliach. You can't give it over. So here, someone told Reuven, go to a Rav and sell the chametz. So Reuven goes to the Rav and said, my mother made me a shliach to make you a shliach. That's a question of mili mimsiri l'shliach. Now, the shayla mili by itself is an interesting shayla, and in this particular case, there could be a reason to be matir. But ignoring the sugya of mili, assuming that mili is a problem, if you hold it works out Tzchia, you don't need Shlichus. I don't need Shlichus. He made Ruvein a Shliach, Ruvein made me a Shliach. Shlichus doesn't work. Who cares? According to Shuvas HaDeshen, it works anyway, because it works out Tzachim Me'adim Shloi B'fanav. I know that the person is happy to sell the Chametz, and I know it's a Shchus, Erev Pesach to sell the Chametz, so I can do it anyway. Who cares if it's merely if the Shlichus works or no, it doesn't work?
That helps.
But now, the way to be Machmir, and what I tell people in Shul to do, is since the Chametz want to be Yotze every Shita, I tell people, tell your mother, she should make me a Shliach. She doesn't have to call me. She could just say in front of you, I'm making Rabbi so-and-so a Shliach, and you'll notify me that she made me a Shliach. She's making a Shliach directly. The problem is only when the mother says, sell whichever Rav you sell, sell. The mother doesn't directly make the Shliach. I say mother, could be an elderly father also. But that's only issue. So that way, we yaitz the k'tzais. However, on the din of the k'tzais, he remains a das yachid in halacha, Radachiezer in the first chalik, tshuva chavches, and more famously, Rav Yitzchak Chanan, the Ber Yitzchak tshuva aleph. Ber Yitzchak tshuva aleph is a very long tshuva, many anafim. It all goes on this k'tzais, and he answers the k'tzais's rayas, and he answers the later achrayim's rayas to the k'tzais, and he brings rayas fakert. It's a very beautiful. It's really a sefer by itself in the Ber Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Chanan says that there's no need to be chayshish for the k'tzais shita. Chaim Eisel holds that way, and in general. You know, we agree with the Ktsais, you know, any Kedai la'achriya neged the Tshuvas HaDeshen, the Ramon, the Taz, it's very hard to follow Ktsais. If it can be Yaitzeh, Yaitzeh, his Da'a Shita, Yaitzeh, if not
Yaitzeh. By the case of the Ktsais, by the case of the Chomis, I mean, if a parent calls a child and says, to go to the Rav, so why is you took care of the Ktsais, because Zochen, we say Zochen Mayodim is a problem, but here he told him. If he says, do it for me, then...
It can only work either b'tar shlichus or b'tar zachin. Because he's happy, it's not enough. There's less to work on zachin. If he made me a shliach, it works. If he didn't make me a shliach, it has to work b'tar
zachin. Even though he's
start again.
When
we start, as I, what else besides the Chiras Chabbos? What else do you want me to do? No, make sure to sell the Chabbos. That's what I mean. I'm sorry. The elderly parent should say, I'm making Rabbi so and so a Shliach to sell the Chabbos. And then it works with Teres Shlichus, so not with Teres Shlichus. It's because she's making the Shliach directly. Immediately is when I tell someone, you find the Shliach and you make the Shliach. And even there, Oimer Imru, does the Yeshar Mimbo works. But here, when she makes the Shliach directly, the middle person is just a notification, it's just a post office, a letter. But he holds that this chiddush of schia is only when there's a net gain. It's only when there's a benefit. I shouldn't say a net gain, any gain. Any gain, really any gain. A trade off. A trade off is Tysus and Ksubas Tafid Beis. When it's a trade off and overall it hell, it pays, the Tysus seems to say schia doesn't work. No, really you don't. By Chametz, the minig is to do Kabbalah's Kinyan to make a Shliach. Really, Shlichus doesn't need Kabbalah's Kinyan. Shlichus is Bepeh. We do a Kabbalah's Kinyan to show, since it's such a harama, so we do a Kabbalah's Kinyan to show the seriousness of the matter. But if somebody calls the Rav on the phone that morning, he says, I forgot to sell the Chametz, we sell with Dvar Ba'alma. The Kabbalah's Kinyan is not a Dover that's Mac.
Why did Shlichus become Chametz? I gave you a right to say that.
Yes. What else is it? How can I sell you a whiskey?
Any store owner that has a behind the counter selling is it's a right to sell. I'm giving you the right to
sell. How do I have a right to sell without shlichus?
I gave you the right to...
What does that mean? That's shlichus, isn't it? If you go to a guy, you tell the guy, I give you a right to sell my things, and the guy does a kinyan. It's not binding on me. If I don't mind, I'll give it to him. But let's say I tell a guy, you have a right to sell my things, and the guy sells it. He does a Kenyan. It's not binding on me. I can change my mind. on Geisha court, I'm saying on halacha. In halacha, it's I tell someone do something for me, I can change my mind, and it's not. There's a din of Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayas. If you hire someone, even by a guy, because you can ask, well, is it a guy? He's selling. But by a guy, it's there's a din of Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayas. He's asking every store owner, the person behind the counter is selling, so the owner can change his mind. What? Yeah, yeah, there's a halacha of Yad Poyel also in Bava Metzia a few days. Yeah, I'm saying, but in a store, it's a Yad Payel, and it works too. Rav Sternbruch writes, the minhag to give money to the Rav by Mechiras Chametz is to turn him from a Shliach into a Payel. My nafkamina, there's no Chazaka Shliach Oysa Shlichusai by Daraisis. So you really have to call the Rav and make sure he sold it. But by a Payel, then there's a Chazaka, he did the Shlichus because he'd be a Ganav otherwise. So he writes, that's the minhag. You know, we always find reasons to give money to the Rav, so it's... Yeah, although the Kabbalah's keen is not really Davar Ma'akiv, but you're right. Anyway, this is the tumult over this concise.
Some of them don't accept the money. They don't want the obligation of being a fighter.
No.
The same way they have like power of attorney. Right. You go over to sell it. Say anything like this.
That's
like
not the truth. Well, that's shlichus. That's not the power of attorney. We call apotropsis. There is such a thing as apotropsis. Granted, it's a raya to the concise. They bring a raya because b'chalukas eretz Yisrael, Gemara has a havamid of words al zochin la adam. And the Gemara ends up, it's apotropsis. What? Apotropis is a... What? Apotropis is like a trustee. It's a power of attorney, really. It's power of attorney is when a person gives it. So you're right, it's not power of attorney. Harshah is power of attorney. It's a guardian, more like a guardian. Apotropsis is a separate gzeres hakasav. You're right. An apotropis, we learn out of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, that when they divided the land, they divided for ketanim also. And everybody had a chalik in every bit of the land, and they traded their chalik for their right of shutfus and everybody else's for the piece they got. And the Gemara says, Ikad dinichlu bahar, ikad dinichlu bishvela. Some people want the mountains, some people want the valley. Some people want farmland, some people want land to build on. So the Gemara says it works for Teres Apotropsis. So there is a concept of apotropsis. If you have someone in a coma and there's an appointed person in charge, it could be Nachinami, it works for Teres Apotropsis. Okay, what? It's upcoming. I was thinking to do it Hanukkah when there are more yeshiva boys and less women at the Novi Yeshiva.
Okay, so this old lady, you're going to say you're my, instead of using the word agent, a different word, then it'll work.
What word?
Whatever makes you someone who's not apotropis
or our show. Yeah, and I don't think she wants that. Apotropis has general rights, not just in this case. All right, so that's the Ramah. The Ramah ends. If you have partners in a dough, they don't need permission one from the other. Aval, interesting din. Aval acher, if you have shutfim in a dough, if someone else is being made a shliach, he has to get permission from both. I guess we're afraid that any one of them wants it. Now here there's a fascinating shtickle in the Sefer Lekha Toimer, Maloi Haimer, Lekha Toimer, the same Sefer. And he has a fascinating shayla. Listen to this. When a woman, a married woman, separates challah in the home, what's the lumdis of what's taking place? When a woman separates challah, you can learn two ways. You can say it's the husband's dough. It's the husband's dough, Al Pidin. Unless a woman says, I need the Zainus, I need Isa, it belongs to the husband.
It's his Mishara.
So either you could learn that it's the husband's dough, and she's a Shliach for the husband. She's a Shliach for the husband. Or you could learn that no, it's a dough Shal Shutfis. They both own the dough together. And she's a bialim. And she can do it. And she has a right to do it. Now you say, what's the difference? She can do it anyway. It's a very big difference. Since we say, mili lemimsuri l'shliach, since we say one shliach can't make another shliach, if the wife is only a shliach for the husband's dough, so she can't make another person a shliach to separate the dough. She's working in the house, and she says to a mishareses, she says, oh, quickly separate the challah. If you hold that she's a bailam on the dough, ulai. Even then, you need rishus from both shutfim. Maybe you could do it. But if you say she's only a shliach, so mili lemimsuri l'shliach. Everybody heard of such a thing, that she's only a shliach for the husband?
What? Wife sends a messenger to buy something to the store. It's also the same thing.
If the wife sends a messenger to buy something in the store, it's so for, so to speak, the husband's money. So why is it a sale if she... I have to think about it. Okay. Well, he says...
Yeah.
Show me. No, that's when she's to take care of the children's things. If the husband dies, that's where the Gemara is. When the husband dies, she's not for tripas on the children's on the Yerusha. That's the Gemara you're referring to.
But the wife tells
us to do this or that, that really, she's the boss. Yerachmiel always says he's the bala boss. He's married to the boss.
No.
The test is if the Baal comes and tries to separate Chalav and the wife is standing there and she says, get away from my Chalav, then you know.
All right, let's ignore all the frustrations of married men and get back to the sugya here. He says, it's a Ran in the Dorim. It's a Ran in the Dorim Peches. The Ran actually declares, and I think there's a similar tesis in Nozich of Dalit, but the Ran in the Dorim Peches is better known. If he declares when a woman is a right to mezainis, she eats mezainis from her husband, does she own the mezainis that she eats? Or is she eating the husband's mezainis? When a woman eats in the house, she's eating the husband's mezainis? Or she has bailus in the mezainis. The mezainis she takes belongs to her. If she wants, today she can give it to someone else, right? The ksuva says, I'll be mazin, I'll give you to eat. And the effel of the ezin, the fantasy city. So ezin, I'll feed you. So does feeding you mean you have a right to the food? Or does it mean you have a right to eat my food? Excuse me? Like the Levine, okay, very good. Like the Levine, that's okay. What? Well, that's nothing to do with it. I'm doing that when she's eating for herself. For a wife to give it away to other people, certainly she needs rishus. But for a woman to eat herself when she's eating, oh, you mean you bring to me a right the other way? That since he said you can get two gedim a day, so therefore I have a right. Maybe it's a special clause mitzvah. I doubt she ate two gedim a day. You know. It's, all right. It's just
what did he say?
So but did she need? Is she needing his dough or her dough? That's the question. That's still the case with the question. Is she's needing his dough or she's needing her dough? That's the question. What? Sure, because the assumption is that by shutfis that they take for both. There's no defined chelik to each person. Talking about a dough that belongs to two people, there's no defined part of the dough that belongs to them. Why would I want to say Yeshbrei? Or why not just separate challah for both? If there's an assumption he wants to miss, you'd be right. The assumption is by shutfim that it's not that way. That a shutif works for the shutfis, and that's why it's okay. Because by acher, there's no assumption he wants it. If you have a silent partner in a business, I think there's certainly such an assumption. I'll tell you the truth, in the Malay Aymer, it's a little more complicated. Malay Aymer says like this. He says, if the woman is only a shliach, she can't make a shliach. He really says the other side too. He says if the woman owns the Issa, then it flips around. Then the husband can't make a shliach. Because we have two shutfim in the Issa, it says that one shutf can't make a shliach without the other. The husband can't make a shliach. The woman, who's the appointed shutf to work with it, presumably, we can argue about it, presumably she's appointed to take care of it, so she'll do it. If you have a bakery business, and one person takes care of sales, and one person takes care of production, someone in charge of production can appoint somebody to do it. When it says here, Yisrael Shal Shutfim, Yiniv Shus Mishnayim, it's when there's no appointed shutif to take care of it. Yeah. So she could. So she could do whatever she wants. The question is, she can make a shliach. That's the shot. What? If a husband, he has to ask his wife for shus. If Paiskim say it, it would seem to follow that there's shutfim on it. And she's appointed, but I don't know. I don't know if she needs rishus. Now what? Well, she's the one that takes care of it, to have a business, to have a home. If for 20 years, she's the one in charge of those, so she's still in charge. Okay, I hear.
What about a nation?
I think so. I think in our homes, it's a gili das that our wives take care of the dough, and we know very little about it. You know, we eat it. You know, every time I cut the challah, Leil Shabbos, you have a lot of guests, it's hard work. I always tell my wife, the man gets all the hard work. The woman prepares, but the man has to cut the challah. You got to cut so many pieces. It's very hard work. What? Okay. Could be. I don't know if she's the owner, but she's the one in charge of her personal challah. Okay, if you turn the page, we'll finish the simon. That's one side of the. So that's like one side of the round. Therefore, why? She has, it's not that she has the mitzvah. This is on whoever owns the Issa. We allow her, it's a practical matter that she does it because you've been suing Tech Habad. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. I should add, I didn't read to you, but the Beis Hillel brings on the other side that on Erev Shabbos, ladies are very makbid, they want to separate challah. You can't, nobody else, even if it's spoiling, no one can separate the challah, you bake it and separate later. Because Erev Shabbos, we assume that the lady in the house wants to separate challah, and you can't do it. Alright, the Shulchan Aruch ends, the Simin, Umiyu, Imnasa Rishus La'acher La'afrish, Afilavoy de Kemach Mayo. I told you it's in Ibaya de Gemara. We paskin that if you gave Rishus to someone else to separate the challah, even if at the time you made the shlichus, it was still flour. Even though the chiyuv did not yet begin. It's just talking about a guest who brings his own dough and he gives the balas habayis his flour to make supper. So he should make a one-time declaration that she's a shliach from all the Isais, so you don't need rishus every time. Even though you're making a shliach when it's flour, it works. Now, why does it work? We would understand. Shlichus works. What's the difference if the flour is there yet? But the Shach and Zayim brings, from Taisus on the Gemara there, Ava bishadai lai nischayim, mishum de bekabakim yesh biyadei lahevi isa v'laimer isazu techala al kemach l'kshia nilush. We had earlier that a person could say, this is challah, it should be challah on the flour. Not now, it can be challah on its flour. It should be challah k'sheyi anilosh. We had that in the beginning of the simon. So therefore, since it's possible to be mafresh challah now for later, so it's called biyadai. Once it's biyadai, then a person is allowed to make a shliach. So this is simon shechav ches. And like the Iker is the Truma Sadesh. Let's start Shikhov test just not to waste the last 2 minutes. I want to introduce you to the tumult over sponge cake, cupcakes, etc. The tumult over sponge cake is a very mysterious thing. Sif Aleph and Sif Beis contradict one the other. They're a contradiction. No one on the page points it out. Not the Shach, not the Taz, not the Gra. No one points it out. It's left to the later Achrayim. Darach HaShulchan asks it and doesn't even answer it. Sif Aleph, Ein Chiyuv Challah, Ela B'lechem. Chiyuv Challah is only by bread. It doesn't mean bread, we'll learn cake also. Lefikach HaSuf Ganim, if a sponge cake, Dainu Rachim, that's a liquid batter, Asirim Kisvog, Hadushonim, Biskaritin, Hemitugonim Midvash, Peturim and Achala. Beferish sponge cake is Pata from Chala. It's a Beferish and Mechaber. That it's potter, and isteritin, the Ber Agoyla says, bilos arachamoy, it's a liquid batter. So it says in Sif Aleph Beferish, liquid batter is potter from challah. Pancakes are potter, everything is potter. It doesn't say why, it just says that it's potter. It says it's not lechem, that's the bilos. Sif Beis, Isa shebilos aracha. If you have a liquid batter, vafa betanaray b'machvas, you baked it, in an oven or a container in an oven. Beishir siach v'kachidvik. Beishidvik achar siach. However, you went about the physical way of baking it. Chayev es b'chala. Uvavad shalai yadei mashas. Well, you don't cook it. If you cook it, it's potter. But baked blos aracha is chayev v'chala. So Dov Pella. Sif Aleph says blos aracha is potter from chala. Sif Bey says blos aracha is chayev v'chala. So it's a very strange way. What? If it's not baked, it's even Pelasei Ava is potter. If you make Pelasei Ava and you don't bake it, it's also potter. If it means you're not baking it, so what's the chiddush? When you make a dough to bake it, it's chayiv, mishas belila, mishas kneading the dough. It's only if you plan to bake it. If you plan to cook it, cooked things are always potter. When you make things. Svog is blasei racha. I don't know what to shalom. It's karita in the baragola says blasei racha.
So after it's made already,
right? Vavash shalaya de mashka. Look in the shach gimel. Kolayma afo shalaya de mashka. Dilu tigna be mashka p'tura. But that's true about blasei ava also. That's true about blasei ava also. Only baked things are chayim achala. You don't bake it, it's never chayim achala. Which is the derech of blasei racha is to make pancakes, is to make something else. So we're going to discuss this next week. There are two mahalchim and how to learn. The mahalach that's accepted in halacha is that when you make the dough, it's potter. It's not isas lechem. As you bake it, and we have to talk about what that means as you bake it, what the lomdis is, but somehow when you bake it, it then becomes chayiv and challah. It's a very big nafkamina. When you make cupcakes, you make a big batter. It could be 100 pounds of flour. And then you put it into separate kalim. Each one's less than the shir challah, even sponge cakes. So if it becomes chayiv and challah when it's a dough, then it's chayiv and challah. But it doesn't. That's sif aleph. When does it become chayiv and challah? When you're baking it. If when you're baking it, it's less than the shir, then it's potter. That's why the cupcakes that we have today, nobody separates challah from. Because of this. All right, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll come back to it. Hanukkah next week. Next week, it should be the same, more or less the same time, because it's not. Oh, it's Rosh Chodesh. All right, let's call it for 9 o'clock. That way it'll satisfy nobody. Yeah.